This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The convergence has begun, everybody. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Oh my goodness, things have been going our way for some time. Have you felt that way? You had to have felt that way. You were watching the stock market, your portfolio rise. It's rising again. Don't worry. You had a good job. You were able to move around, able to spend a little more time with the kids, with the family, taking a family vacation, lots of things, enjoying your freedom. And I'm talking about your freedom, because you had a president that stepped in and he said, you know what? I'm going to make sure that we drain this swamp, that you get your freedom back, you get off the plantation, you get re-liberated, as I said, emancipation too, this time even the white folks get freed, and the Democrats couldn't stand it. They said, oh, heck no, Donald Trump, you're not going to come in here and disrupt we have a money system that has been going on for decades, and you're going to step in here and disrupt this? We will get you. We got six ways to Sunday to get you. But things have still been going our way. And I'm talking about big time. That's why I told you guys, Nancy Pelosi is doing a money grab during the time of Chinese Wuhan. Because for Democrats, this is as good as it gets. This is all they are going to get. Whatever they can milk out of this particular situation is the end. The information that has come out, that has been discovered about General Flynn is a bombshell. We talked a little bit about it at the end of the day yesterday, but I'm telling you, it's a bombshell. It is going to be, this will dominate the news cycle between now and the election, and I'm telling you this, Art, I'm telling you this, Carl, this is only the beginning. General Flynn is the tip of the iceberg. Donald Trump has got the Democrats exactly where he wants them. It took some time. It took a lot of barbs. It took him literally standing there, getting whipped and beaten with anything you can imagine, and still standing. Glad you guys are here listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Just put .com on that and you can find out all about me and the team, and you can get the podcast downloaded, do whatever you want to do with it. I'm going to go into a lot of detail about General Flynn today. Not so much about him, but all the things that are around this. I'm going to ask you some probing questions. I'm going to make you think about the situation differently than probably you've been thinking about it. Maybe not, because you've been in class quite a while now, going to the Blacksburg University, Chancellor Kevin Jackson, your host of this particular show, explaining things to you. Bombshell. The story that's really catching fire, though, right now, along with it, has to do with Tara Reid. For the feminists out there and Fox News, I believe her. I say that to the management team of Fox News, run by women, the people who fired me, because I dare tell you the truth about the lying skanks that accused the Judge Kavanaugh, now Justice Kavanaugh. See, I believe her. I believe Tara Reid. Not because it's against a Democrat or a Republican. As I said, when I tweeted that the Kavanaugh accusers are lying skanks, it wouldn't have mattered to me who the guy was. The guy could have been Joe Biden. And I would have said, they're lying skanks. Not because Joe Biden's history is good, but because theirs was not. It was blatant lies. It wouldn't matter. Anybody who had a brain understood that these women were lying. And, oh, skank is not a bad word. Sorry to tell you. I've said it many times on the radio show. We've never gotten an FCC warning because it's not a bad word. Diamond and Sill got fired over telling the truth. So, you know, there it is. I think it tells you what you need to know about Fox News. If they had any type of real honor, at the very least, these people would say, Kevin, you were right. I'll never be back on that channel. I can practically guarantee you. Unless I become a megastar and they finally say, well, we got to bring him back. And that's likely to happen. That is likely to happen. Yeah, there's talks about me being a megastar. I don't know where. Oh, it's me. It's me, Dar. Oh, boy. I believe her. The bad news for leftists, folks, is the fake news media, is now forced to cover this story. As the leftists who pounced on Judge Kavanaugh are squirming and writhing. It's fun to watch. Listen to this clip from Kirsten Gillibrand. It's essentially how she talked about Kavanaugh versus how she's talking about Biden.
I believe her.
It's obvious.
Not okay. Her story is credible.
If I believe the women,
believe her. She is credible. She should be heard, and this Senate should treat her with respect and dignity that she deserves.
Honesty, her integrity, her truth, it's obvious.
He should be going to jail if he was allowed to be prosecuted today. It's not okay.
Do you believe the allegation that's been put out there by Tara Reid against Biden?
Vice President Biden has vehemently denied these allegations, and I support Vice President Biden.
Do you think some of the Democrats who supported Blasey Ford's allegations against Kavanaugh, who've been silent on this Biden allegation, do you see that as a contradiction, that they're not speaking out more and addressing Tara Reid's allegation?
I stand by Vice President Biden. He's devoted his life to supporting women, and he has vehemently denied this allegation.
I love when the Democrats say, well, you know, all the things she said about Kavanaugh, you've got to believe her. And then Joe Biden, I believe him. I mean, he's got a history of this, that, and the other, and he's helped lots of women. Yeah. You know, it's funny when people start telling you about their history of helping women, history of helping kids, history of helping blacks, go back and look at the history. You'll find out when they claim they were helping women, they were actually hurting women. They claim they were helping blacks, they were hurting blacks. Look at the women who've been impacted. I would love for somebody to show me the litany of women who have done so well because of Joe Biden. I'd love to see the women that have done so well because of Hillary Clinton. It is a very small sorority of women who benefit when they go on the dark side. Yeah, Hillary Clinton's helped, what's her name? Wiener's wife and a couple of other people. Congratulations to them. But what about the rest of women? How's she done for them? Tell me a woman that was so inspired and empowered by Hillary Clinton. We'd love to see that. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. Biden and Flynn dominating.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Mentioned the convergence in the first segment. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. The convergence is all the things that are going our way and how it's all circling back. That is the convergence. It's all circling back. Yeah, we're talking about Russian collusion and Ukrainian this and that and the whole China Wuhan virus thing, etc. But look, what's happening is it's all circling back. It's circling back on Joe Biden. It's funny. We're talking right now about Tara Reid, something that the left probably would never be discussed. They did everything they could to keep the Tara Reid story from being discussed. Joe Biden sent out talking points to the media. Let me read you this. Says the Joe Biden campaign is circulating talking points regarding the sexual assault charges or allegations made by Tara Reid. The report stated that while Biden has not addressed the allegations publicly, his campaign has attempted to coordinate and unify Democratic messaging on the matter, advising surrogates earlier this month to say that the allegation did not happen. The report states that aides were coordinating messaging to appear as if the allegations had been, quote, thoroughly vetted and determined to be unfounded. They're issuing talking points. Just the fact that the media is now mentioning this. By the way, pull up your Google News or whatever, Yahoo News, whatever you got, and you will finally start to see this taking shape. I said this, I don't know, a week ago. I wrote a piece that said, Joe Biden, your Tara Reid problem is just beginning. You want to know how I know that? Or how I knew it? I knew it because I know how the media cycle works. I know how the trends work. I know everything they were trying to do to make people believe that this was going to just melt away, and it isn't going to melt away at all. Now, Joe Biden is between a rock and a hard place, because either we're talking about Tara Reid or we're talking about Hunter. You know, crackhead Hunter. I tweeted to Joe Biden and the Democrats the other day. I said, guys, just because Tara Reid is catching a little bit of fire here, don't think for a second that America has forgotten about crackhead Hunter. We haven't forgotten about that guy at all. We know exactly what's going on. So anyway, they're circulating talking points. Biden believes all women have the right to be heard and their claims thoroughly reviewed. The talking points read, in this case, a thorough review by the New York Times has led to the truth. This incident did not happen. Oh, but it did. It absolutely did. See, there are some differences between what Tara Reid has done and what Blasey Ford and them have done. And I'm gonna highlight one example of why this is something that people should take seriously. I mean, there's a lot. There's the fact that she's a Democrat. She did work for Biden. She did put this out there early on. There's audio now that her mother called Larry King. Doesn't matter. You guys probably heard it, right? So anyway, her mother called Larry King and essentially said this. There are other witnesses that say, yep, she did bring this up at the time, and I could go on. Okay? But the biggest thing, in my opinion, about Tara Reid's allegations is one very simple thing. She's willing to have you look at her past. She's willing. She says, come, I want you to vet me. I want you to come listen to what I said. I want you to go back and talk to the people. I want you to look at the paper trail. She's not running from that. Let me tell you what Blasey Ford, the lying skank Blasey Ford, did. She scrubbed her yearbook. They scrubbed all online presence of her, Facebook, all of it. And you know why they scrubbed it? Because she was a lying skank. That's why they scrubbed it. They scrubbed it because Blasey Ford's past proved that she was the person who was going to these sex parties with boys voluntarily and, as we say in a vernacular, giving it up. So she was doing this, and they just decided they were going to make her the poster child. Don't ask me why. There's no logic to Democrats. It would be like me asking you, give me logic as to why you would pick Joe Biden, Captain Demento, Joey Fingers to be your vice president. There is no logic to this. None. Why would this guy is so, his career is so done politically. This has to be a joke. It has to be somebody going, let's see if we can make the most stupid dude on the planet the president. Oh, wait, that's already been done with Barack Obama. Yeah, I know how to trigger the left. So here was the other thing that they had as a talking point. Vice President Joe Biden has spent over 40 years in public life, 36 years in the Senate, 7 Senate campaigns, 2 previous presidential runs, 2 vice presidential runs, and 8 years in the White House. What's that got to do with whether the dude is Joey Fingers or not? What's that got to do with it? Ted Bundy, I mean, I could give you Ted Bundy's resume and make it sound good. Ted was a stand-up, good-looking guy, pre-med, you know, whatever. considered brilliant by his friends and cohorts and those who, his academic advisors or whatever. Yeah, and he also happened to be a serial killer of young women. It's ridiculous. And here's the other. There has never been a complaint, allegation, hint, or rumor of impropriety or inappropriate conduct like this regarding him ever. Wow. You want to talk about having some absolute, they having a pair. Joey Fingers molest women publicly. I wrote a piece about this where I said Joe Biden is the worst kind of sexual predator. You know why I said that? I said it because Joe Biden likes to be a sexual predator right in front of your face. If your husband is getting an award, Joe Biden will be in the background with your wife, or if you're, you know what I'm saying, if the husband is getting an award, not yours, but anyway, he will be in the background with your wife molesting her on camera. He will be, have her with his shoulders, he'll push her into the back of him, and he'll start to gyrate, and then he'll go down to her hair and take a sniff, and then he'll say, you should be very proud of your husband. Or whatever. I mean, the dude is creepy by anybody's standards. Alyssa Milano knows he's creepy. Come on, don't play games with me. Y'all can play games with each other. You're not playing games with me. So, the dude is a public menace, and they want you to believe that. Oh, don't believe what you've seen. Unbelievable. I'm going to do one more on Joe Biden. We got to finish talking about this clown.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden says sexual assault allegations against him from the 1990s aren't true. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway is calling out those who are giving former Vice President Biden a pass, but were quick to condemn Republicans.
Believe all women means all women, not just based on who they are, what their station in life is, whether they have a college degree, if they're Democrat, Republican, independent, or not registered to vote. It doesn't matter. When you said believe all women, I saw no footnotes, no asterisks.
Conway speaking there on Fox News. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is sending teams to Virginia, Maryland, and Delaware to work with states to ensure meat processing facilities are complying with safety guidelines after a spike in COVID-19 cases in facilities. The CDC will work with facilities to work on proper social distancing. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Protests are taking place in states run by Democratic governors, including the state of New York. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Several coronavirus-related protests are planned in New York City today. One will involve people who are angry about business closures and other restrictions. Meanwhile, a rent protest is planned outside Governor Andrew Cuomo's Manhattan office.
Protests also taking place in Michigan. In fact, President Trump is calling on Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer to negotiate with stay-at-home protesters and make a deal. The House Judiciary Committee wants Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos to testify. Seven bipartisan members wrote a letter saying his deputies may have misled Congress over Amazon's use of third-party seller data. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Amazon used the data to plan its own product strategy. If true, that would contradict statements Amazon officials made in sworn testimony before Congress. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Happy Freedom Day, everybody. It's the day that most of the nation has decided to reopen. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens to that stock market. Let's see what happens to the job numbers and so on and so forth. Watch as stuff starts to now get a lot better. Watch as the stock market rises. Watch as the unemployment number drops dramatically. Businesses start to get back in order. And then what you better hope is that the President of the United States sees what happens and understands this ruse, and he says, I'm not going to let this happen again. It's already starting. Much about this, maybe we'll get to this in the next segment, because I want to finish talking about Joey Fingers. Joe Biden. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to give me a call. Yeah, Joe Biden is under fire. Creepy. Joe Creepy. Captain Demento. He's under fire. I would love to see the polls right now. There was a Washington Times poll. It had to be a total joke. Because what they wanted you to believe is that Donald Trump had a conniption when he heard a poll number about Biden being ahead of him. I don't know who it was that wrote this. And normally the Washington Times is pretty, you know, even keel about things. Even to some people downright on the right. Well, they wrote this article that Joe Biden was leading Donald Trump in polls and Trump had a conniption. He flipped out. Well, let me tell you something. The time that I spent with President Trump, well, he wasn't president at the time, and what I know about Donald Trump is that's a lie. Trump doesn't flip out. Flipping out is for people that you know, drugs, you know, there's something inside of them that goes, you know, I'm going to overreact. And that's what they wanted us to believe about Trump. Many people wanted us to believe that this guy would just fly off the handle. Donald Trump's a deliberate dude. If you've noticed anything about him, he's very deliberate. He just kind of goes, and what's funny, if you told him that Biden was leading in a poll, I'm going to put you inside of Donald Trump's head. He would go, hey, it's a fake news. What poll? It's a fake news poll. What poll? Who was it? Oh, ABC. ABC. Yeah, whatever. That's what his reaction would have been. No flipping out. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. We're talking about Joey Fingers. Tara Reid. Joey Fingers has a lot of problems, folks. He's the Democrats' presumptive nominee, but boy, he's still got some hurdles to get over. We have people now talking about Joey. Chris Hayes talked about him. Yeah, here's what Chris Hayes had to say about the whole Tara Reid. Chris Hayes is of MSNBC. You may not know who he is because you don't watch MSNBC. I only know him from clips, but here it is.
Things should be believed on its face, but that you do have to fight yourself when you feel that impulse. You have to do that in order to take seriously what is being alleged and what the evidence is and to evaluate it. And that is the case with the accusation by a woman named Tara Reid against Joe Biden. Reid briefly worked as a Senate aide in Biden's office in the early 90s. Last year, she told a California newspaper that in 1993, Joe Biden, quote, touched her several times, making her feel uncomfortable. Now, at that time, Reid was one of several women who came forward around that moment with accusations against the former vice president of inappropriate sort of over-physicalness, touching, kissing, or hugging that they say made them feel uncomfortable. Then last month, she made a much more serious allegation, telling first a podcast and later the New York Times that in 1993, Joe Biden pinned her to a wall in a Senate building, reached under her clothing, and penetrated her with his fingers. Reid told the Times that she filed a complaint with the Senate that same year about what happened with Biden. Quote, she said she did not have a copy of it and such paperwork has not been located. Now, Reid also said she complained to Biden's executive assistant, as well as to two top aides about harassment by Mr. Biden, not mentioning the alleged assault. All three of those people who were interviewed by the Times deny having any memory of a complaint. A spokeswoman for Joe Biden says the allegation is false, and they have strongly denied it. This week, there was also a new development in the story, and that is that Tara Reid's former neighbor at the time went on the record with her name telling Business Insider that in 1995 or 1996, a few years after this, that Reid told her she had been assaulted by Biden. NBC News reached out to Reid's neighbor, who later confirmed by text message the story. This on-the-record reporting from a neighbor, a roughly contemporaneous relaying of the story, has rightly occasioned a new round of coverage and scrutiny, while also creating some serious tension within the progressive coalition.
Welcome back, everybody. So MSNBC's Chris Hayes does that segment or whatever. Credibility gives credibility to the statements of Tara Reid, at least brings it up in front of everybody on the left, and they're freaking out. They're freaking out. There is a trend right now that says fire Chris Hayes because he dare report on a story about Biden potentially, allegedly, and likely having done exactly what Tara Reid said. I believe her. I believe her. I do. I believe her because what I said earlier, she's inviting the scrutiny. She's saying, you want to check the records? Go check the records. You want to check with my neighbors? Go check with my neighbors. There is no my faint memory and my hypothalamus and hippocampus or whatever. I know exactly what happened. I know when it happened. I know the day it happened. I know why it happened, under what circumstances, etc. I can tell you exactly what he said. See, that is a credible person. That's why I believe her. That is not a lying skank. That's somebody telling the truth. And if she was saying that same thing about Donald Trump, I'd be saying, hey, Donald, might want to fess up. Who knows the circumstances, but at least admit that it happened, because this woman knows too much, as they say. It isn't rehearsed or whatever. You can tell. So this is where we are. Anyway, Joe Biden's got a bigger issue, and his issue has to do with Biden not wanting to release the records that could prove, because they say, well, she's got, I think Chris Hayes alluded to this, she doesn't have the paperwork anymore, but the paperwork, everything that gets documented in the Senate is a matter of record. It's put into the record, and they put it into their archives. And the University of Delaware has Biden's stuff, and all Biden has to say is, absolutely, open up the books. Let's see what she's got. These allegations are not true. They were never. Okay, fine. Open the books. Show people. Say, you can have access to whatever you need to prove me. I'll put it to you this way. And I'm gonna see if the guys out there listening to the Kevin Jackson Show would agree with me. If I were put under this scrutiny by a woman and I didn't do it, I guarantee you I would call the university that has my records and I'd say, and I would make a press announcement that says, I've instructed the university to open my records to anybody that wants to investigate this, because this never happened. Feel free. Comb through whatever you need. Take as much time as you need. You're not going to find that, because it never happened. Or you will find my response at the time, me asking for an investigation that says, do everything you need to do. And here's where I was. In other words, if I'm not guilty, I'm fighting. I'm absolutely fighting. If I'm guilty, I go, you know what? I did it. Here was the deal. She came, we've been making Google eyes at each other at the Christmas party. And when she came into the hallway, I just thought that was her excuse and I overstepped my bounds or whatever. I would just tell you. I overstepped my bounds. I did, you know, honest to goodness. It was one of those things where I instantly regretted it because I could see that I misread the situation, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But you will never, ever in a million years get these clowns to admit the truth. Look, if Mike Flynn's situation, and we're going to be talking about Mike, General Flynn, I like this guy. I've only met him once, or maybe twice. But boy, I will never forget our meeting. It was just like every general I've ever met. He's like, hey, you know, you just see this look in his eye like, I like you. And I have an affinity to military guys, not in that sexual way. I'm not for a man in uniform, but I'm saying I have an affinity towards people that understand discipline and codes and ethics and things like this. You can't handle the truth. Yeah, I have an affinity for that because we have so little of it these days. But anyway, we met, and his son was there, Mike Jr., and we communicate quite often. So I'm thrilled that he's going to – justice is coming. But as I told you guys, we're in the middle of a convergence here. We've got the vice presidential candidate on the left who's finally having to come to Jesus meetings about what he did to a woman who was a staffer, not a setup like a Stormy Daniels, but an actual real-life victim of Joe Biden. We've got Hunter Biden. That's not going away. We've got Mike Flynn, who will be the tip of the iceberg on everything that's going to come out about these Democrats and the crooked Obama administration. We have a convergence that you haven't seen in a long time, probably ever, in politics, where the Democrats finally have to fear what they've been doing all this time. I'm happy, boy. Woo! We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Surprise, surprise, Hillary Clinton has endorsed Joe Biden. One serial rapist enabler decided to throw her hat in the ring for the other rapist that's on the Democratic ticket. Yeah, that's what they define what Joe Biden is accused of, and I happen to believe that he did it. And I think that anybody that's really seeking the truth will find that Tara Reid is believable. Because if you want to give me, Joe Biden looks like a nice guy, and I get it. Maybe he does look like a nice guy, but he ain't the Pope. Not that's probably a bad example these days, because the Pope these days is not a religious character. But in reality, I'll put it this way. Joe Biden's no saint. He's been tainted by politics in general and Democrat politics, where the rules don't apply to them. Haven't you seen this? These people that want to keep you on lockdown, By the way, again, happy Freedom Day and happy New Year to you yet again. 2020, the year of vision. Are you getting it? But yeah, so, you know, you got these people who want to keep you locked down, but they can do whatever they want. They move about the country. They eat at restaurants. Trust me, they call up a chef. They say, hey, open a restaurant for me. Guy opens a restaurant, comes in and cooks for them. They get a haircut. They get pedicures and manicures. They get their makeup. There's nothing they're missing. You're the one missing out until Happy Freedom Day, except for these states that want to keep themselves a little longer, another couple of weeks, another month. Well, we'll push it out. They want their economies to crater, and they think they're going to be able to blame Donald Trump. Not going to happen. They're doing it strategically. They have cabals. Colorado is teamed with Oregon, is teamed with Washington, is teamed with California, and they're going to have their own little coronavirus cabal so that they say, we'll open when we decide to open, etc. Tell you, they don't care about you. So anyway, yeah, Hillary Clinton, she says, I'm going to support Biden, and she says, this is a quote, this will blow your mind. Here's what she says, just think of what a difference it would make right now if we had a president who not only listened to the science, but brought us together. Think of what it would mean if we had a real president. Well, Tara Reid, she responded. She says the woman who accused Biden of sexually assault while working under him, she slammed Hillary in calling him, saying for her, for enabling a sexual predator. Here's what she said. I voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016. I voted for her in the primary. I'm a lifelong Democrat. But yet, when I see someone who is someone enabling a sexual predator, it was my former boss, Joe Biden, who raped me. Wow. Hillary Clinton has a history of enabling powerful men to cover up their sexual predatory behaviors and their inappropriate sexual misconduct. We don't need that for this country. We don't need that for a new generation coming up that wants institutional rape culture to change. That's what Tara Reid said. And here's what she added. I will not be smeared, dismissed, or ignored. I stand in truth, and I will keep speaking out. That's somebody that's saying, I ain't going away. Wow. So here's another little factoid you may not be aware of, but Biden won in Ohio. Yeah. Democrats have to be thanking whatever thing they worship. It's not God, but they have to be thanking a God or of some sort that Biden no longer has to campaign in order to win these primaries. I want you to just be thinking about what the scrutiny this dude would be under if it weren't for the Chinese Wuhan taking things off of it for a bit. Oh, but as I said, folks, a convergence is happening. A convergence of all the misconduct of the Democrats. I'm going to get to that in the next hour. Ooh, it's going to be ugly for them. All that misconduct. I asked this question on Twitter. I said, so we know what they've done to Mike Flynn. The FBI lied, they intentionally set him up, etc. I'll give you some information on that here in a bit. But imagine what they haven't told you. Imagine what you'd find if you got their notes on Hillary Clinton and why they let her skate and a host of other interviews and what the real motivations were with that agency. And who was calling the shots, pulling the strings? Imagine if you just delved into that a little bit. Now that we know, they cooked up this stuff on Flynn. And let me tell you, they've been trying to scrub and scrub and scrub. They found this after the scrubbing, the redactions and all this other stuff. They found this. Just imagine if you got treated to the way things really worked. We'll get to that in a bit, because we're still talking about Creepy Joe. Well, anyway, he wins. Captain Demento wins Ohio. And I was just, as I was considering that he's no longer on the campaign trail the way he was before, I just said, imagine exposing Captain Demento to the non-adoring public. in the wake of these sexual allegations, in the wake of Hunter taking all this money, and Joe still having to answer these questions. If you don't think there was some strategy to get all these other Democrats out, and I don't know who paid who and how much money. I would love to see how much money is left in various campaigns. I would love to see what happened after Kamala Harris endorsed Joe Biden. How did things turn out for her? Did she get a new residence? Believe me, the strings got pulled, and big money people said, while I cannot donate to Joe, I can do this. I can buy 5,000 of Kamala Harris's books, or I can, you know, put this money. You know, you'd be shocked at how things work up at that level. But, you know, they wrote this: Joe Biden won Ohio's presidential primary, clinching a contest that was less about the Democratic nomination and more about how states can conduct elections in the era of the coronavirus. First major test of statewide elections via mail amid an outbreak. That's all this was. This is a trial run. Reports of confusion, but no widespread disruption. It wasn't like Wisconsin earlier this month when voters were forced to overlook social distancing guidelines. Yeah, I love how they put that. They were forced to overlook social distancing guidelines, to stand in line wearing masks to cast ballots. What? They voted during winter in Wisconsin? And they were forced to, you know, to endure this, just like every year they're forced to endure the flu. They really want you to believe that your safety is at risk. And I'm telling you right now, I'm not. When I go out in public and I see people with a mask on, I give them a look like, psst. I go, psst. And I'm doing it now more because more and more of them are wearing masks. Now, I don't do it to old folks. Old folks can wear a mask because, you know, you compromise the immune system. But my whole comment about wearing a mask is, if you're going to wear a mask for the coronavirus, why aren't you wearing a mask every day? Why aren't you wearing a mask for the flu? Why aren't you? We have what's called desert fever in Arizona. When the dust kicks up, why aren't you wearing a mask for that? That's really deadly. Desert fever is, ooh, from what I hear, it's ugly. Look it up. I don't know all the details around it, but I just know I wouldn't want it. That's why when I'm at the baseball park, I'll tell the kids, I'm like, hey, stop kicking up dust. Because they say it's hiding in the Arizona dust. They call it desert fever. And I think if you get it, it's really tough to get rid of. But it kills people. So, anyway, they said the turnout was great. In Ohio, 1.5 million votes cast, sharply down from the 3.2 million cast in the 2016 presidential primary. But it was better than okay. It was great, she says. Well, I'm going to tell you something. They can have all the mail-in ballots they want. This black man, I will stand in line, no mask. And I wouldn't care. It'll be in Arizona, but I wouldn't care if it was in the dead of winter in Ohio. I would stand in line waiting to proudly cast my vote for the re-election of Donald Trump. And he will win, for those of you who are waiting for. There are people on the that listen to my show. Kevin, you give me so much hope. Okay, Donald Trump's going to win. Boom, there you go. There's your hope. He will win. Pelosi's losing the gavel. I already told you, Pelosi tipped her hand when she started putting stuff into the stimulus. She said, we're toast. I got to get all I can right now. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk a lot more about Mike Flynn, because that is the real breaking story.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.